much.
Marchione was flanked by supporters as she took to the podium at the Holiday Inn in Saratoga Springs at around 11 p.m. Tuesday night to accept her election to the New York State Senate. Unofficial results show her winning with 47% of the vote over the 35% won by Democratic Claverack Town Supervisor Robin Andrews. Marchione told those assembled the story of what she described as an unlikely path to victory.
Early on, there was a pretty common theme. People use words like hopeless and impossible. No one had won a primary like ours in 20 years. But we knew we were doing right, and we got to work. And people began to come around, and they said, maybe it'll be close. Maybe it'll be an upset. And we might, just might, pull this off. And my friends, thanks to all of you, we pulled it off.
In September, Marchione defeated incumbent Senator Roy McDonald in an extremely tight Republican primary that hinged in large part on the incumbent's break with the party last year, voting in support of marriage equality. McDonald suspended his campaign following the loss, but still appeared on the ballot on the Independence Party line. A pre-election Siena Research Institute poll showed McDonald with the support of 29% of poll participants. Unofficial results show him winning only 16% of the vote. On stage, Marchione thanked both her opponents for having the courage to run for office. When asked after her speech about the intense primary battle, she said that sometimes that type of contest comes with the territory.
When you step into an arena in politics, you have to recognize that sometimes that's going to happen. Roy and I said to each other, when this is over, we go back being friends. Gay marriage was a vote. For some people, it was very, very important. For others, when we was running against Senator McDonald, it was the situation surrounding the gay marriage vote, the additional money in his campaign fund, saying one thing, doing something different. So for some people, it was a very important vote. For others, it didn't matter at all. It was the economy. It was taxes. It was overregulation.
She added she had run a strong, issue-based campaign and highlighted some of the issues she said will top her list when she arrives in Albany.
Looking at a moratorium on regulations, looking at legislation, unfunded mandates are at the top. There are so many things that I want to jump down in and get going, but unfunded mandates are very serious for local governments. Overregulation, very serious, and too much spending.
Just before speaking to reporters, one nearby Marchione supporter gave a blunt analysis of the race as a referendum on the candidate's views on same-sex marriage. Here, Marchione responds to the question of what message she wanted to convey to her gay constituents.
This was not, for me, an anti-gay vote by any means. For me, it was a vote for traditional marriage, one man, one woman.
Roy McDonald served as Saratoga County Supervisor for the town of Wilton for 23 years before his first election to statewide office, representing the former 100th Assembly District in 2002. His office did not return calls for comment in time for this broadcast. For WAMC News in Albany, I'm Patrick Donges.